the multiple benefits of public lands grazing. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Some time ago, Idaho Cattle Women Association chairperson Jessie Thompson told me that
grazing is absolutely a service because wildfires are so expensive to combat, and so being able to get ahead of those and lessen the chances of that is huge, not only for cattle producers, but for the economy of the state.
In agreement with Ms. Thompson, a lieutenant governor, a scientist, and an agricultural industry leader recently made the case for eliminating regulatory burdens and legal loopholes impacting livestock grazing on federal land during a House Natural Resources Subcommittee hearing. Idaho Lieutenant Governor Brad Little, University of Montana professor Dr. Dave Noggle, and Arizona Farm Bureau President Stephanie Smallhouse provided testimony to the Subcommittee on Federal Lands hearing entitled The Essential Role of Livestock Grazing on Federal Lands and Its Importance to Rural America. Third-generation rancher Little told the committee that ranchers are indispensable in the successful management of our public lands. Unlike government administrators, who are only there for a few years, ranchers have been on the land for generations. He continued that if ranchers are regulated off, our country loses the most effective and efficient public lands managers, and the private inholdings are likely sold for development. Professor Noggle stated that species conservation is one of the benefits of public lands ranching.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.